In the first place, there will be no radio broadcasting tonight after 7 o'clock, except perhaps for one of the Seattle stations, which will probably be KIRO. Leave your dial tuned to KIRO and you'll get the information that is necessary. There will be no programs broadcast, but any information necessary for the civilian populace will be broadcast over KIRO probably. There will be a complete blackout tonight at 11 o'clock. That blackout is not only for the city of Seattle, it includes every light between the California border, or rather the Mexican border, and the Canadian border. That is in the states of Oregon, Washington, and California. Every farmhouse, every light of any kind in that area must be out by 11 o'clock. To test your blackout, you will have plenty of time between the hours of 7 and 11, between now and 11 o'clock, to make arrangements to get heavy black paper to seal your windows, or heavy drapes, or something, and by going outside with your lights on, you can check before the hour set to see that you are completely blacked out. If you're unable to find materials and so forth to make your windows completely sealed so that no light will leak out, you must have your lights off. However, do not pull main switches. As we told you, ordinary window shades are not sufficient to black out your lights. Do not pull the main switches, however. Just use the switches on the in the rooms and on the lamps. No lights are to be used on automobiles, and no lights whatever are to be shown anywhere on the Pacific Coast, the states of Oregon, Washington, and California, until 30 minutes after daylight. From 11 o'clock tonight until 30 minutes after daylight tomorrow morning. Employers should arrange, if possible, that employees do not have to leave residences until after daylight. And, of course, in all probability, all buses, streetcars, and public transportation vehicles within the city will be off after 11 o'clock tonight. There will be no bus service between 11 o'clock tonight and 30 minutes after daylight tomorrow morning. It's advised that all persons remain indoors during the blackout, except those who have legitimate business and who are concerned in the air raid precautions and so forth, who have legitimate business outside the regular blackout. Maury, did you have something to say?
Just to add to what you've said, Jack, is this. Please do not use the telephone more than necessary, because you do block the lines of communication. We must keep them clean. Do not call your radio stations or your other sources of information regarding the blackout. It has been ordered. Therefore, we must take it in the best faith that we possibly can. Remain calm. Stay in your home. You can leave your radio on and get all the information that you need to from KIRO. But please do not use the telephone more than necessary, because you do block the lines of communication. We must keep them clean. And here's another bulletin handed me. All traffic signal blackout crew, of which there are approximately 300 members, report immediately to J.W. Belong, traffic engineer at 400 County City Building. And now, by authority of the Federal Communications Commission, KIRO transmits on a frequency of 710 kilocycles with its new power of 50,000 watts. It's almost 7 o'clock, 5 seconds to go, and we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with information when ordered by the United States Army Interceptor Command here in Seattle.